right, guys. We're back on Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're joined by Dr. Bill Deagle, who just before the last break was answering our caller, Alphonse from Ohio's question. You want to pick up from there, Doctor?
Absolutely, and you have to have your listening ears on, because this is, I'm going to try not to get too technical, but we have the actual U.S. Geological Survey data from the World Trade Center. We have their isotope analysis from a number of sites around the entire complex, including World Trade Center 6. I've worked with an anonymous physicist, Department of Defense engineers, as well as Dr. Ed Ward and others, including the anonymous Finnish munitions expert, and we've actually got an analysis of the levels of tritium that indicate there were 48,000 curies of tritium just in World Trade Center 6, which indicates the use of a nuclear device in that building as part of the demolition. I was the exit examining doctor for the forensic munition team that came back to Fort Carson, and our hospital complex, Colorado Center for Occupational Medicine, had the contract. I did the exit exam on all five forensic munitions special op team. And one of the five broke down and told me in great detail how they removed two unexploded fourth-generation micronukes, C4 Thermate RDX, and high explosive. And there were two fissile micronukes removed and others devices removed from the building that were not exploded. The debris was radioactive at the Oklahoma City Murrah building. The gentleman who told me this
was there too. Really?
The gentleman from the Oklahoma City Murrah building was court-martialed. I was fired and death-threatened. And you can listen to that story, which I released in 2004 in Alex Jones' program.
Well, you know, that only makes
that makes sense
because you had Controlled Demolition, Inc. on the scene there, too. And there was
right, and he also had the ATF in full bomb, full gear, full striker gear, which takes 35 minutes to put on. We were there in like 5 or 10 minutes.
The same FEMA guy. The same FEMA guy headed up that cleanup, too, as well as at Ground Zero.
Right, and they actually brought it off with WAC and HUD security. My affidavit went off in March of this year to Jesse Trinity, who filed a suit and won again, $1.2 million against the Department of Prisons and the FBI. They swore that they weren't going to pay it. He has done a sworn affidavit from Terry Lynn Nichols and David Paul Hammer and Kevin Gagan, and that was delivered to the federal judge who gave him granted him the right in September 21st to have a videotape deposition on top of the other depots. If you go to my website, Clay and Iron, you can actually pull up the photocopies of the actual depositions of these other individuals who were involved and actually know that it was run by the FBI and the ATF, that Oklahoma City, that the 9/11 World Trade Center complex was brought down by thermite, which has been proven by Professor Jones, and by nuclear devices. We have the isotope analysis. And when we try to do testing, by the way, in labs in North America, I was told that if I did, I would immediately be imprisoned for even requesting to do material testing in U.S. and Canada and Britain. So we're using other labs, and I won't mention where they are, but we're going to be measuring parts per quadrillion. And that data will be coming out in addition to the data we already have, which proves...
Have you worked with Stephen Jones at all on any of this?
Stephen and I had a debate back in June in Vancouver. And
he doesn't go along with the nuclear thing at all, right? He's just strictly thermite.
He just thinks it's thermite and super thermite. First off, to give you a little of my background, I was supposed to go into nuclear physics. I went into honors biochemistry. I finished my PhD research project at age 20 and decided, because my grandfather was dying of diabetes, to applying it into medicine. So I didn't write the thesis, but the project I finished in 5 months. That's at age 20. I did environmental research before I went into medicine in the early 70s, and I've been an ecological, toxicological doctor working in environmental medicine for 30 years now. So I've worked at near the Aiken nuclear reactor site. I'm a trauma burn doctor, internal medicine, family medicine, surgery. The only surgery I haven't done is open heart and brain. I've had a lot of experience, and I worked around taking care of people working at Rocky Flats, moving all our warheads, nerve gas, and bioweapons, Operation Top-Off and Dark Winter.
You know, you never did brain surgery? I thought you were the guy that put the monkey brain in George Bush. I must have been somebody else.
No, it's somebody else, and they messed up that day.
Yeah. Alphonse, did you want to hold on?
Yeah, I've got something to add.
Okay, yeah, we have another caller waiting.
This is a really serious issue, and they're about to blow up multiple cities with dirty bombs or nukes as part of their plan. They're ready to release pandemics.
Got to go to a break. Ron in Maryland, hold.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Welcome back to Truth Earth Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We got Dr. Bill Deagle on. Yeah, Alphonse, you said you had another question or two real quick, and then we'll go to Ron Waiton in Maryland.
Go ahead. This will be really quick. I'm qualified to do this analysis since I paid attention in high school physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. There was 10 times more energy expended than was available. When the entire building contents, 90% of it, was pulverized into under 100 microns in size in 10 seconds. And that's why I wanted to know what was the source of this extra energy that was expended. And when I found out the tritium was in the basement of Building 6 and 50 times background levels, I thought, wow, that's indicative of a nuclear explosion, fusion explosion, or possibly a hydrogen explosion. So that's why
I'll tell you
curious
what I was told
about
from
this.
I'll tell you what I was told from my sources after that, in fact, the bombs were placed in there under a project called Project Omega that was conceived by the Nazis and completed by George Bush Sr. in the early 80s that oversees all secret agencies on the planet. They're all interlocked. That's why when you see these games being played by Mr. Putin or by the Chinese, it's all part of the game, even when they crash the currency. Those bombs were placed in there by Israeli Mossad nuclear agents. The bombs were including these advanced micronukes. They use thermite, they use high explosives, etc. And they couldn't have put 10,000 explosives to give perfect explosion to turn or pulverize it into nano and atomic-sized particles. You're absolutely correct. That's called laws of physics. And their plan is, and this is from my own classified sources, they had up to 22 cities pre-wired with nukes in the United States alone and well over 100 cities worldwide by the mid-90s.
Well, I mean,
plan to have nuclear blackmail around the world, and their next plan is to either use dirty bombs or nukes in multiple cities to release pandemic viruses like the AIDS, which is coming in the next 6 to 18 months.
A spectacular attack, they said.
Yes, well, listen, these people are actually staying at Chertoff, whose name means son of the devil, and these other fools are out of their mind if they think we're stupid enough to believe that this isn't going to be completely staged and managed, everything about it. They fly jets and over every American and Canadian and other city every week, once a week. They have satellite-based scalar technologies called torsion vortex technology to see through lead and other shielding if there's any scintillating nuclear material. No one can move anything without these people knowing about it. So if a bomb goes off, it's because they did it. And if a dirty bomb goes off, medical waste or otherwise, it's because they did it. They've death threatened the scientists that I tried to use testing for the World Trade Center debris and their families and children recently, not only here in North America, but overseas in Japan. And I'm not happy. And let me tell you guys, I have contacts and friends, and if you threaten or try to do something to me or my family, there'll be consequences like you can't imagine, and I won't be conventional either.
Mm. You know, I understand Al-Qaeda University graduated 10 nuclear physicists this year. Did you see the graduating pictures?
Yeah.
Did you catch that story? They actually
I heard that. I couldn't believe it.
What?
You know, listen, Al-Qaeda might as well have a badge, literally, as deputized officers of the Foreign Service of the CIA. This is just ridiculous and even to have the public hear the news that it's so-called Al-Qaeda actually attacking the people across northern Iraq, across the Iranian border. It's the PKK, which is the Marxist-Leninist group that's being supported by our CIA to make certain that they run attacks. And I posted up one of the news articles today was, in fact, four of these PKK were killed by the Iranians, making attacks and killing Iranian citizens inside the Iranian border, which is an act of war, and they're trying everything they can to try to start an act of war with Iran, and they want Iran to actually mine the Strait of Hormuz, because if that's all they get, that's what they wanted, not to kill Iranians, which is a byproduct, you know, one of the nice byproducts of doing this, but they want to destroy the middle class in America and to chip us. That's the real goal. The prize is America, to crush the middle class, to subjugate us, to steal our property, and to have ultimate and total control with vaccines and chips and a virtual matrix called a Sentient World Project, which also I took care of the employees working on this. And they have a cybernetic model of every single individual considered a mode inside this supercomputer matrix simulation. And they're ready to do it. They have the Earth mapped out down to a tolerance of a centimeter every building and every roadway on the planet, every city. That's how bad it is.
It is. It's incredibly scary stuff. I tell you what, we got another caller here. We got Ron waiting patiently in Maryland. Sorry, Ron, it took so long to get to you. Welcome to the show.
Okay, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to get the first question I wanted to ask was I wanted to ask the doctor the thing about George Bush. We can see him doing a lot of things that certainly point to what you're talking about, but what is your basis for actually saying that he is a Satanist?
What is my basis? You have a couple of
about
weeks.
3 hours? Yeah, really.
3 hours? Okay. First off, number one, he's flashing the Buscus sign, which is a sign of the horned devil. Secondly, he is a flaming bisexual, and he flaunts it in the White House. If he's going to be private about it, that's a different thing. Thirdly, he lies and does things which are obvious that he was not acting as a president should when he's reading the pet goat book. Well, at the same time, the nation is supposedly under attack. You know he's part of the cabal that actually were involved with this, even if he was told on the side, now don't get in the way, George, because, you know, you really don't understand these things. We're going to blow up some buildings, we're going to have a state of national emergency, and you're going to be the boy emperor. There's a zillion things. This man is evil incarnate, even though he lied us into the Iraq war. I mean, there's nothing about him that's even remotely, even if he was a decent agnostic or atheist, a decent person of any other religion, he is a pure Satanist. Basically, do what thou wilt is the whole of the law. And, you know, there's various people that have said that
He's a member of Skull and Bones.
Right. I mean,
Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, what else? They burn care, which means they burn their own conscience. You swear an oath, basically, to your brothers that they come first before the Constitution or anything else. Those are not Christian principles. The idea, it says in Mark 5, thou shalt not have a private oath or anything else, it says in chapter 5 of Mark. Any of those things that qualify him as a non-Christian, and he has a mountain mounting all the way to the third heaven of reasons why this man is marked. Now, we can pray for him, and in fact, if we say one George Bush or one George Soros or one Bill Clinton, who's a devil, or Hillary Clinton, who's been cursed by her ancestors, because you have to understand, these people, from the time that they're spawned, they are cursed by their ancestors. This is part of the process of Satanism within these families, cursed, literally, and put through ritual sacrifices and demonic and other ceremonies so that they can become literally demonically possessed and oppressed by these transdimensional beings we call devils or demons.
Okay.
And it's real. It's not imaginary. These people literally have been pre-sacrificed by their own ancestors.
Well, Ron, what you got to understand is the system is so rigged now, you don't get to hold high office anymore unless you're part of this little elitist club, and that involves being part of this satanic cabal, this religious ideology that they all uphold, and
yeah.
You know,
Ron Paul is a total anomaly. Ron Paul is a total anomaly, being a righteous man standing among a bunch of fools and compromised idiots that were involved with bizarre sex, drugs, or financial dealings that could allow them to be compromised, and you're only advanced if you are compromisable. And the fact that Ron Paul is there is an affront to the very fact that the entire Congress and Senate are rubber stamping the dismantling of America, which is the danger to the whole world, because a dismantled America is the centerpiece of a whole global enforcement arm of the New World Order.
Right. I think many Americans are getting a gut feel that not only are things going down the tube, that things are very much off track, but that there is a purpose and a direction behind it. Things are working together for the same purpose. I think Americans are waking up to it, and I think that's why, in part, Ron Paul's got so much support. But the other question I wanted to ask you is if the conspiracy is as broad as you make it out to be, it would have to be tens of thousands of individuals would have to be in on this. It's not that I don't agree with you, but I'm just wondering, why don't these individual people from different areas of the hierarchy, top, middle, or bottom, why don't they come out and spill the beans if they know that 9/11 was an inside job?
There have been many.
There's been all kinds of. You can go on. You have engineers. Some don't agree to the whole thing in terms of the use of nukes. But anybody of rationality, you'll see architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. We've got lots of media. We've got military, police.
What's his name? Just the other, yesterday, Bear, the former CIA operative. He was on with Keith Olbermann, former major CIA agent. He's out of the agency now, but he came forward and he says, yeah, all the evidence indicates that 9/11 was indeed an inside job. You've got many people that are coming out.
Oh, okay.
You know, some of them are getting popped off. Some of them are just getting attacked and
some of them are getting their careers trashed. Some of them are getting dead. Some of them are getting weird diseases using scalar weapons that can cause cancer, heart attack, and stroke. Some are having their families threatened. And some are just cowards, and some think they've been basically part of the gang that's the king rats that are going to win, so that they know it's bad,
right.
But they're going to kind of grit their teeth and look the other way while they see destruction coming upon their fellow citizens and their family.
Okay, if I could just ask one more question very quickly about the ET phenomenon. They say that the Greys come here and all these people from this area of the galaxy. Do you believe in that? Do you think there are such a thing as Greys who come here in a flying saucer? And if you do you believe that they're tied in some way with the movement that you're talking about?
Well, first off, I call them IFEs, identified fiendish entities. Okay.
Okay. I don't think I've ever heard that term, okay. But.
Yeah, IFE as I call them. And what we really have to understand is if you look at the documents back even in the mid-90s by John Ankerberg and others that actually are what I call rational believers that actually look at this analytically, and you actually look at what's happened in terms of the genetic messing around and the probing and the inductions and everything, these phenomena are real, and they're called demonic oppression and possession by beings that parade themselves as having advanced technology, much of it having been transferred to some of our government and above government agencies. These are demons. Let's call it what it is. That's what they are, one type or another. That's what they are.
Okay, thank you very much for taking my call.
Okay, thanks, Ron.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. And we've got Dr. Bill Deagle on. Got about another little over half an hour left of the show. Boy, time is flying. You know, I guess you can't really narrow down. It's like when people ask me, you know, what is the single most blatant smoking gun of 9/11? You really can't narrow it down to one because there's so many problems with the official story. But, you know, if you were to...
You can get half a dozen, though, of really what I call totally anomalous ones, like the fall of Building 7, the fact that the White House, that the lawn for the, in front of the Pentagon should be replacing
those are the most blatant.
Yeah, things like that. I mean, the size...
But what I wanted to ask you, though, if you were to narrow down, you know, as far as toxins in our food, toxins in our water, our air, you know, what would you say is the worst or the top... five worst things right now that pose the most serious health risks. And then we'll go to John in Texas. We get another
Sounds
call.
Sounds good. Okay. The first one, number one, is depleted uranium. That is now circulating the planet, and the average person is breathing 4 to 8 times the amount of nanoparticles allowed by the U.S. Environmental Protection
Agency. So you'd call that the number one worst on a global scale?
Well, number one worst on a global scale. Number two is fluoridation.
Wow.
Fluoridation is basically a neurotoxin that literally cuts off the connection of your spirit with your body. It calcifies the drive nuclei. It's toxic to your DNA. It literally destroys the ability of you to have any drive to resist. And it accumulates in your body, and they've just tripled the amount in, say, Southern California and Los Angeles. The third is the weaponization of our food with genetically modified food, which has new organic acids and amino acids that are totally foreign to our cells. So it causes infertility, mental retardation, abnormal organ development. The fourth is the use of a number of pesticides that are going to be reintroduced if the World Trade Organization Codex is signed by our Senate this fall. If it's signed, it basically means 7 of 9 banned pesticides will be back in there. They'll be irradiating all of our meat and food coming across the border. All food will have to be genetically modified with Terminator seeds. It's going to be unbelievable. The fifth, of course, is just the drugs your doctor gives. Most people aren't aware that big pharma and polypharmacy is a killer. And if you look at the average person, they as they get older, they can't detoxify these drugs. So when they're given multiple drugs, whether it's for psychiatric conditions or the use of cholesterol-lowering agents, these are poisons, and they're killing you. And if you don't believe it, and I'm qualified to tell you because I gave them for many years, and I saw the effects. We had Dr. Graveland on my show, the Nutramedical Report, which is, by the way, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday on GCNLive.com. You can go to my website, Nutramedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I medical.com or clayandiron.com. That's GCNlive.com. And you can also call us if you want to get some advice or just find out where to find things because I have a lot of information on both websites, lots of nutraceuticals, lots of regular, spiritual, classified, and other materials. You'll find things there you can't find anywhere else, whether it's wellness, toxification. I just reviewed all the latest on vaccines, and that's part of the plagues. We have 5 different classes of vaccines, including vaccines now that's even in rice. Believe it or not, vaccines where they're testing an AIDS vaccine, you just eat the rice and you're vaccinated. DNA vaccines, they're not only vaccinated away against bioweapons, but even vaccinated away behavior to create plaque in your brain on neural pathways. Vaccines that, you know, are just laced with so many toxins that it can't do anything but destroy your immune system, so you'll get cancer, autoimmune diseases, some of them decades later getting these serious illnesses.
I guess so,
those are the biggies. Those are the big ones.
Yeah, I guess our caller dropped John in Texas. Hopefully he'll call back in. But, you know, I didn't realize that, you know, DU was so high up there on the list. In fact, the top
of the list. Oh, yeah. In fact, it's an order of magnitude above everything. Depleted uranium. By the way, this is some new DVDs. We just got them back from our conference in Vancouver, which is a really good conference. It took me a lot of fighting, though, because after I was invited out to do the conference and to get it 3 times more talks than the other 18 speakers, they banned my talk and weren't going to publish it for the Vancouver 9/11 Truth. And I contacted the people who brought me out, and they're very upset because they had – and this is something that I need to address, is that there are people within the so-called 9/11 movement that are government agents. They're psychotic, or they have an ego issue, and we have to realize we're in a battle and we need to cover each other's backs. We don't need sniping. We don't need fools or psychotics. We don't need people who are government agents thinking that they're just going to infiltrate and do things. But they actually banned it. I eventually got the talk for my presentation of 30 anomalies that proved that there were nukes in the World Trade Center complex, and my debate with Dr. Jones. That was published, and I have that on my website, Clay and Iron. It's a proof of World Trade Center complex nukes. And then I also have these new DVDs that will be coming out in the next few days that actually includes the entire panel with Alfred Lamont Weber in the International Court of Criminal Justice and Lorraine Murray's talk on depleted uranium, my talk on the toxicology, 8 different types of toxicology of depleted uranium and how to detox. Because one thing I do on my show is I never bring out an issue or a problem on the Nutramedical Report and Clay and Iron Show unless I have a solution. And all of the shows, by the way, are free. Again, as I said, all of the archives are free. The e-newsletters are free, and you can get all kinds of information. If you have a quick question, too, advice is free. The only time I charge my time is if I have to do a consult and generate a report for you. But this will include Dennis Kine of the Veterans Against Depleted Uranium. It also is going to these DVDs will include my anti-aging and wellness in a toxic world. And believe me, the world is so toxic now from our depleted soils, depleted uranium now in the air, food and water, heavy metals. Hundreds of thousands of tons of heavy metals and chemicals every day fall on us from industry move to Asia because there's no environmental standards and we're breathing it every day.
Absolutely. All right, guys, another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energyswap.goambit.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Ambit Energy provides the same reliable service as your current provider and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? How about a free gift? Try Ambit Energy Service and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website at www.energyswap.goambit.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Nice. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani, talking to Dr. Bill Deagle about all kinds of heinously scandalous and downright evil fiascos that are going on, poisoning of our food, poisoning of our minds. You know, I had someone asking me in text, Dr. Deagle, about the White House homosexual solicitation thing that was going on. We got a caller, by the way. I'm going to go to him in a second. But who was it? It was Gannon. And who else was involved in that? This was big. This was all over the news. This wasn't.
Oh, of course it was. These people are, and they have to understand that at the top level, if you go to the Bilderberg, if you actually see the movies of the original CIA and all these agencies, they're all bisexuals. And it's not by choice. These people aren't necessarily choosing to be bisexual. It's part of the way of compromising, shocking, and destroying their normal, natural drives and centers so they can compromise and control them.
Right.
So
I mean,
all
J. Edgar
of these agencies,
Hoover was, you know, a
right.
good example
but
of that.
So, some of these aren't by their own nature, I'm certain, even bisexual. But in order for them to advance, they're willing to sacrifice their own natural drives and actually, you know, expose themselves to this kind of compromising situation. The same way as many senators are involved with sexual promiscuity with underage people or drug use or financial dealings. And so if you're corrupt or corruptible, either by stealth, such as they call honeypots in the CIA, when they get a compromising of an agent, or by using financial or other means. They'll use whatever means are necessary. That's why our Congress and Senate are basically completely a rubber stamp for an administration that doesn't even want to have continuity of government that includes the legislative or the judicial branch. The COG government, they haven't even included them in the latest plans, and they said, well, you don't even have a right to look at the documents. It's so bad, they told the head of the Armed Services Committee, and you don't have a right. And this is somebody who's had multiple terms in the Armed Services Committee in Congress and said, well, you mean I can't look at the documents? No, our COG plan doesn't include you. That's an example of how bad it is.
If anybody has the one of those articles, if you can just send it to me, truthhurtsradio@AOL.com. I don't have anything handy, you know, at the moment. But, I mean, this was covered by Reuters. It was covered by Washington Post, several major media outlets. This story was followed, actually, for several weeks, if not several months. I remember back in, what was it, 2002, 2003. And he wasn't the only one. There were several scandals like this that broke out. You know, bringing in prostitutes into the White House to serve as...
Oh, of course.
You know,
well,
but again,
it's
you know,
a further
you
compromise,
look at Skull... Yeah, you look at Skull and Bones. It's required, I mean, to be initiated. You take part in homosexual orgies, if you will, involving all the other members, you know. And again, this isn't even an issue of whether you're pro or anti-homosexual. That's not the issue. The issue here is they profess to be something they're not. They profess to be these phony Christians. I mean, come on, Adolf Hitler did the same thing. And yet they're doing this stuff on the side. Anyway, we got some callers here. Boy, the phone's ringing off the hook today. Let's go first to Jerry in South Carolina. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome, Jerry. Go ahead with your question.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay. Well, you know, have you ever asked yourself, you know, say, how could people be so evil? And I used to ask myself that, and then I went back to the Bible, and I was looking at how evil the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes were towards Jesus. They could not deny his miracles, but they would go out behind his back and plot on how they were going to murder him. And, you know, that fascinated me. I said, how could people be so evil? They couldn't deny him and what he did, but they still wanted to kill him. And
do you think that Jesus would be accepted by many of the churches today, or where they would plot his death just like the Pharisees?
Yeah,
How many churches today would do the same thing as the Pharisees?
Exactly. But remember what Jesus called them? He called them, he said, you snakes, you vipers. He said, I'm of my Father from heaven. He said, you are of your father, the devil.
Right.
And what... I could be wrong, but the thing that gets me is that it goes back to the Garden of Eden, where God is talking to the serpent and to the woman. He says, I'm going to put enmity between your seed and the serpent's seed. And Cain, when he did what he did to his brother, Cain is not mentioned in the lineage, the good lineage from Adam. He's not mentioned there because I feel that he wasn't fathered by Adam. It was through that fallen angel. And the reason I say this is because Jesus said that, he called them snakes and vipers. He said that, I'm of my father, but you're of your father, the devil. And that lineage... Remember when he came into the temple and the money changers, the international bankers, had set up shop right in the temple? The Pharisees, right. The Sadducees, and the scribes didn't do anything because they were hooked up with them. They were getting paid by these international bankers, and he came in and overthrew their tables and ran them out of the temple. They were called money changers, but you call them today international bankers. And that's what he hated them. And because of their lineage, even when he said, "Did I not pick one of you, all 12 of you, and one of you is a devil?" He knew who Judas was. He knew that Judas was born into this world for that purpose. He was of that lineage. He said he was a devil. Well,
I wouldn't say he was born for that purpose. We all make choices.
I think, in advance. Here's one of the things is, firstly, Cain and Abel were descendants from Adam and Eve. That's clearly in the Bible. The real issue is you can become a spirit child of, you call Satan. As soon as you decide to stop praying, stop doing the will of the Most High, you immediately are. And this is how he addressed Peter and said, "Get me behind me, Satan." He was referring to Peter. He wasn't talking about somebody standing behind Peter. He was talking to Peter himself. Mm-hmm. People have to realize as soon as you stop serving God, you're serving the devil. There's not a million religions. There's only two perspectives. You either hear and do the will of God or you don't. And in fact, the most vile evil is to decide for yourself what is good or evil, which is why the people at the top consider themselves Luciferians. They don't consider themselves Satanists. They think the Satanists are a lower sect of killers that like to do blood sacrifice and drink blood, but they're the lower levels. The higher level are Luciferians, and they do both good and evil in their names, their God's name, which is Satan. Okay. That's the real issue.
Okay.
So what you have to understand is these globalists, when they're talking about listening to their little scientists tell them lies like about the global warming, they think it's a good thing to kill 80% of the population or induce vaccines that will paralyze the population and dumb them down, destroy their genetics. This is part of their plan. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand it's a spiritual decision. You have free choice. The thing that God respects most is your right to choose, not as an automaton, to either hear and do the will of God, it's the Hebrew word Shema, or to do your own will, which is Luciferian. What do what thou wilt is the whole of the law, according to Aleister Crowley, who is thought that he may well have been the grandfather of George Bush's mother.
Mm. Okay. I have one other thing to run by you, and I know you have other callers. The Shroud of Turin. This is just a theory. Remember when Jesus said that he said in 3 days he said I will destroy this temple. This temple will be destroyed, and in 3 days I'll raise it up again. And everybody thought they were thinking that it was the actual physical temple, the building.
Right.
But he was speaking of his body.
Right.
And I was just wondering. Possibility is that they could clone Jesus from that Shroud of Turin or something from the past that had his blood on him, maybe the cross, wood from the cross.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to go down that road, but let me just say something about the Shroud of Turin.
It wouldn't matter anyway. Remember, your physical body is just basically a conduit, just like your physical body now. For your spirit made in the image of the Most High God to actually inhabit, where it's, I call a bone suit or flesh, which
but
is very
But there's not even any evidence that the Shroud of Turin was, you know, connected.
Right,
with
and even if it was, it wouldn't matter anyway. That's all. That kind of speculation just basically, what they want you to do is they want you to believe in this bloodline, too, that Jesus fathered children, which is all the royals in Europe, believe they're descendants of Godfrey de Bouillon, the Merovingians, and all the czars of Russia. In fact, Mr. Igor, Al Gore, is a Romanov bloodlined relative. Did you know that? And the mayor of Palm Beach, Florida, was a Romanov. So these people are all intermarried, all interconnected, and they're all very evil.
Well, let me finish what I was saying. When they speak of the Antichrist inside of the temple, they call it the abomination of desolation. So what is your take on that, then?
I'll tell you exactly what the abomination of desolation is. I'll explain it because we only have a little bit of time left.
Okay.
Firstly, 8 years ago, I released a book when I traveled to 42 cities in Israel with a prophecy club called Clay and Iron. Mm-hmm. That will be released with many more seals, unsealed, and many other things, along with Abortion to Armageddon, which deals with all of the technologies they're using to subjugate and destroy our biology, our minds, bodies, and spirits. And references to the specific technical and other documents, including classified, as well as the spiritual issues that are right in our Bible. But you have to actually be able to read through and get the original words. The abomination that will desolate is a universal temple that will be on the Temple Mount. It's already been decided. It was decided in the early 90s by the previous pope and by the senior leadership under the control of the globalist satanic elite in Israel that are under control of the CFR. And the globalist Illuminati, which if you actually go inside one of these high-level Masonic temples, what you find is the symbols look very Jewish, but they aren't. Like the Star of David is the Tzitzit. It has nothing to do with being Hebrew or Jewish. It's an ancient satanic symbol. Okay? The Tetragrammaton. Right. What they're really dealing with here is we're dealing with very, very evil people, and they want to set up a universal temple with a wing of it so the Jews can have their sacrifice, the Buddhists can have their place, the ET contactees that are expecting the Syrians to show up, the Roman Catholics, everybody will have their little place in this universal city that's going to be run by the Vatican. The Vatican are pure liquid evil. And they're right there with the top, along with many of these other religions, from the Dalai Lama to the high-level Illuminati to all these people. They're all interconnected from every religion. And it says right in the Bible, behold, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots. And guess what? That's the Catholic Church, and all the harlot churches are all connected, whether they're, you know, the communists overseas or the high-level black dragon ninjas over in Japan. They're all connected at the top, and they're all satanic Luciferian devils. And they're all going to be ready, and they're trying to set up a universal temple and a universal capital of the world to rule the world from Jerusalem. That's what these Knights Templar have been promising. They've actually been plotting and promising it since the 12th century, and they're ready to do it. They want to have a peace treaty. They want to partition the city. They say that there's a two-state solution to the problem. And they've set it all up on purpose. Even Hamas was set up and organized and trained by Shin Bet and by the Israeli Mossad that's under the same control. They control both sides of the dialectic. Right? Just like we set up Al-Qaeda so we'd have a good straw man for an enemy.
Right. Okay. That's a great show, great show, excellent show. Great talking to you.
Oh,
okay,
you're
thanks,
welcome.
Jerry.
God bless, and read your Bible and read your paper. Listen to the show regularly, and all of my archives are cross-indexed, too. You can copy them, burn them to disk, as I say, just copy them right. Sign up for the free newsletters. Do check out the new DVDs and material we have. We have regularly great people on, like Tex Mars. They're giving you an idea of some of the shows. Today I have David Livingston, who is talking about terrorism, Illuminati.
Yeah, I've had him on.
Which is satanic. We're going to have on Jeff Grupp on Telescreen tomorrow, talking about the Telescreen, his latest book.
We actually got another caller here. I want to take him. Sounds like you got a great lineup. Just real quick, you're talking about the Shroud. During the Dark Ages, the Catholic Church was known for having all these relics, I guess you could call them, that supposedly had magical healing powers. At one point, they actually had like half a dozen femur bones. Said to have been from St. Peter. Half a dozen. Peter was, he got around, I'll tell you.
Maybe he was a spider.
I guess, or a centipede or something. Anyway, we have Don waiting in Ohio. I think it's Don Nikoloff, I believe. Is that you, Don?
Yes, it is, Charlie. Hello, Dr. Bill. Good to have you
Hi,
back
Don.
At
How
RBN.
You doing? Good. Good to hear from you.
I'm confirming everything you're talking about. In fact, I sent you guys a little email to remind you about the Franklin cover-up. That was the first major scandal that was reported in the Washington Times in 1989. And the individual you were trying to think of, Charlie, was Larry King, not the CNN host, but he was an activist in the Lincoln, Nebraska area who eventually got busted for embezzling $38 million of these special funds that were donated for the youth clubs that he was standing behind. But King was running a sex ring similar to Jack Abramoff in Washington, D.C. And the day the story of the Franklin cover-up came out in the newspapers, Bush Sr. had the CIA and FBI go out and pick up all the newspapers in Washington, D.C., but they didn't quite get all of them. Some of them are posted on the Internet on various sites.
I mean, nobody can deny this anymore. When you read the Franklin cover-up, I encourage anybody to get that. You think that this is, blowing things out of proportion. This kind of stuff has been going on at the White House, within high-level members in Congress, and government across the board, local, state, federal, for decades on end. Sex scandals involving kids, involving murder. Of snuff films. They show snuff films at the Democrats do it too, but the Franklin cover-up particularly involved the Republican Party at Republican conventions showing snuff films. This is documented. This guy actually brought people to court on this and got convictions. People are serving time in federal prison today because of this scandal. So this is not any, you know, it's not secret. It's not something made up. This stuff really goes on.
Well, John DeCamp produced a book and a documentary film, which was snuffed out of TV. I believe it was going to be on the History Channel, and either the Discovery Channel or History Channel. And that is also online. That can be seen. And he had consulted with William Colby, who was the head of the CIA at the time. And, of course, Colby turned up dead shortly after that of a so-called boating accident in the middle of his meal.
You know, I'm surprised they didn't knock him off earlier, because he had been spilling the beans on a lot of stuff.
They called it suiciding. He didn't suicide. He was suicided.
Yes, of course.
The only CIA director with a conscience.
He was still handling the drug trade in South America for the CIA, even though he had already left his position.
Right. We got to go to break, Don. You want to hold on?
Yeah, sure, I would.
Okay, great. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Just got a few more minutes left here with our guest, Dr. Bill Deagle. We've also got Don Nikoloff on the line in Ohio. Yeah, any more points you wanted to make? You know, I wanted to ask, I wish we had more time, I wanted to ask you, Dr. Deagle, about, you know, chemtrails, where you stand with Morgellons, if you think there's anything to this.
Oh, yeah, the Morgellons disease, we've had many specialists on in it. The Morgellons is a silicon-based, self-replicating nanomachine that's technology that is beyond human. Now, the earlier caller asked a question, and people need to know this. When I use the term demon, I'm using it in a very broad term. We live in a very vast universe, and our God is a God of a universe of hundreds of billions of galaxies, hundreds of billions of stars. And for us to think that we're the only created being in the universe is ridiculous. But we have to also realize that there is one God, that our God is God, and that we have to either serve him or we're serving Lucifer or Satan. It's not just a earthbound religious philosophy or point of view. It is a actuality. As they say, you either, as Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, Emmanuel said, you either have a relationship with your father or you are of your father, the devil. And that dragon or the satanic, the opposer to the giver of life, the Yahweh, who is our creator, it created a vast, vast universe for us to explore. But also, we have to know that some of these demonic entities are real. They're not just imaginary. They're not the devil made me do it, came in my dreams. We're dealing with real beings, real evil of galactic and cosmic proportions. And it says, woe to you, Earth, and you see, for the devil has come down to him, down to you, and great is his wrath, for because he knows his time is short. We're dealing literally with a star war, a war that's spiritual, technical, geopolitical, environmental. In every way, we're in a battlefield.
Yeah, I mean, this evil goes beyond human. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah, this is not human. That's why it says in Ephesians 6, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. You remember, we're reading the Bible, which was written by people that were moved by the Spirit of God, but they were shepherds and scribes going back thousands of years. We're an advanced civilization now that can understand with our space-based and Hubble telescope and other technologies. We're dealing with a galactic and cosmic evil that's beyond the regular conception of the mind, which is why people say, well, how could someone be so evil? Well, firstly, people like Hillary Clinton, her family were Luciferian Satanists that have sacrificed humans, done blood sacrifice and sexual perversion for hundreds of thousands of years, and they've cursed all their descendants. So it's not surprising when we get a byproduct of someone like George Bush or a byproduct like Hillary Clinton or these other evil ones that have been ruling like Babylonian pirates over us. It's not surprising that we're dealing with this on a reality level or dealing with advanced technologies that have been transferred to us from other worlds, other civilizations, other evil that's beyond the imagination of the normal mortal human mind.
Hey, can I interrupt for a second?
Sure.
Dr. Deagle, you are so correct. I was given 56 military photographs, ground zero, on 9/11, and there are literally thousands of demons within the smoke of these burning buildings. It's
right,
incredible.
You're dealing with higher dimensional planes that we say is the third or second heaven. We're dealing with reality. This is not an imaginary thing. The physicists know this. Advanced string theory research know this. But at the university level. So how come our so-called spiritual religious leaders don't know it when it's right in our Bible? It's right in the original Hebrew and Greek. It's right in the words of prophecy that was given to us by Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father in the flesh, which is Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah. And he is coming again, and it's going to come very soon. They're about to partition Israel. They're about to set up an abomination that will desolate. They're about to release plagues to reduce the world population because they're about to divide the species into a subhuman species by dumbing us down. They're about to do
a
great evil upon the earth. It's coming to a head very quickly, and if you think that this
over
is imaginary,
two centuries of work are now coming to a head, yeah. Okay, thanks, Dr. Deal, for coming on. Keep up the good work. I've got to have you on again sometime, talk some more about these other issues we didn't have time for. Thanks, Don, for calling in. And all right, folks, I won't be in tomorrow. But I'll be catching you guys on Monday. Got great guests lined up for next week. We'll see you then.
And that's...
With recent internet...